and killing census takers. Happy Halloween.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials on high alert for possible retaliation after the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He detonated a suicide bomb during a U.S. military raid.
Baghdadi and the thugs who follow him were responsible for some of the most brutal atrocities of our time. His death marks a devastating blow for the remnants of ISIS, who are now deprived of their inspirational leader.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper. A former deputy national security advisor defying a subpoena in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Charles Kupperman filed a lawsuit asking a judge if he's legally required to testify.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the former aide has no case.
A private citizen cannot sue the Congress to try to avoid coming in when they're served with a lawful subpoena.
Schiff calls the lawsuit a desperate attack.
You're full of crap, Schiff.
The White House is concealing evidence.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
America's biggest.
Rectum.
Yeah.
It began as just another day at the office.
And print.
Until.
What the? Oh, no. Oh, no.
The printer.
This thing is possessed. Paper jam? Ad paper? What does it want?
It wants to torment you. It is the printer. Now slowing. Productivity everywhere.
Stop! Oh, it just spewed ink on me!
That was recorded live here in the building this morning when I went to get the show prep for the morning show. Mondays, man, things don't work. And our printer, here's the thing. It's great when it works. And you can fax on it and all kinds of stuff. But while they've simplified and downsized everything else in the world, printers are still these complicated traps that have 20 doors. So, yeah, it'll tell you there's a paper jam. And it'll actually show you the general area where the paper is stuck. But they have all these flaps and levers, and then you're afraid if you enter the wrong area, you're going to get zapped with electricity. And then you, once you finally find it, you have to pull it out so carefully. Because the worst thing you can do with paper that's stuck is tear it. Because then you need tweet, and then you're picking it out like one little thing at a time. You have a big pile of white snowflakes at your feet.
I think that's a... I want to say that thing downstairs is a copy machine, right?
Yeah.
And I think a printer is like a small little...
Yeah.
Tiny little thing. That's a copy machine, and that is a terrible...
Well, some are copiers and printers.
My goofy little dog, Briscoe, our printer makes some kind of a sound. He'll come bounding out from wherever he is in the house, and he'll jump up on his back legs and start barking and attacking it. He pulls the paper out as it's, you know, the copies are printing.
That's
I don't know what it is, but it just has an amazing effect on him. Let's take a quick look at Twitter. Anybody remember Kay Hagan, former senator from North Carolina? She passed away this afternoon at 66. This World Series sucks.
Yeah.
It's just been...
Killed my Simpsons last night. I was mad.
Oh, you know, Joe Biden gave Trump a nice compliment today. He said, ISIS leader killed despite Trump ineptitude. Yeah. Right, that's why you had to be talked into going after Bin Laden, you douchebag. You are the worst, Joe Biden. You are you don't even know it. Somebody help him find his marbles. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, record-breaking ground in the markets today, and Brett McDonald will explain that to us. They changed the signs outside John Lee Paints, and I can't remember what it says. And I was driving a little bit too quick to grab a picture, but I'll remember that tomorrow. Didn't happen. Anybody in that area there on Coliseum Boulevard, if you can snap a couple of pictures of each side of that sign, I'd love to know. And I love the fact that they use that sign to make you think, which is nice. Once you're inside John Lee Paints, you don't have to think. Professionals know what they're doing. They know the right brushes, rollers. They know how to assess the size of a job and quote a price to a customer. But for do-it-yourselfers, your time is money as well. So use paints that are going to get the job done and yield that professional result, and then take advantage of the expertise at John Lee Paint for questions like what do a thick, thin roller, what do I use here? What kind of brushes? They run down a checklist so you don't have to drop everything and run back for something you forgot, so you can start and complete your painting project and get that professional result. They've been doing this for 3.5 decades, home to the official color charts for Montgomery's historic districts. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Traffic, weather, and then Brad.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic on the boulevard. We have some slowdowns. Eastern Boulevard, East-South Boulevard, from Narrow Lane to Norman Bridge. We don't have an accident reported there, but we are showing very slow traffic. Also, 231 to Wetumpka, I-65 and 85 moving good through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of a slowdown on 85 merging to 65. And, well, wherever you are, drive carefully this afternoon. Very busy traffic all over Montgomery. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yippity-doo-dah, yippity-day. We got the diamonds for you at Marguerite's. You better believe it. Come on out and see us in the Pepper Tree Shop. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. We have the biggest, the best diamonds, and at the lowest price. No one will beat Marguerite's on diamonds. No one has the experience. No one has the master jewelers. No one has the selection. No one has any of these things. Come see us at Marguerite's. If you're thinking about it, come see us. Easy layaway for Christmas. Come see us at Pepper Tree Shops, open every day.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CR-V was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but as of now, there are no signs of foul play. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. Montgomery residents now have a new sports bar and restaurant. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway, opened its doors to the public today. The restaurant will serve a variety of Cajun foods along with burgers and chicken. The new business will provide at least 200 jobs to Montgomery. A traffic alert to pass along, CSX has closed Terminal Road from Day Street Road to Mobile Road to allow crews to resurface the tracks. Officials anticipate this portion of Terminal Road will reopen early Tuesday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are on the way as a series of disturbances move this way. For tonight, cloudy. Periods of light rain developing by later on tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time. High 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and that will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state. Then much cooler air Friday as we begin the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the Johnson & Johnson Consumer Care Center. Please hold while I connect your call.
It forms a white bubble during the healing process. The bandage helps prevent the formation of scabs that can prolong healing and cause scarring.
Hello, thank you for calling the Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder Helpline.
Hello, yes, I'd like to find out more about the recalled baby powder.
I'll tell you everything that's going on as best as I know. How can I help you?
Am I at risk from using your baby powder?
Well, not as best as we can tell you're not.
Okay, well, if something happens, are you going to compensate me for my doctor bills?
Ma'am, we are going to do everything as best as we can care of you.
Okay, thanks. You were no help.
Well, sorry. I wish you as best a day as possible, and thank you for calling Johnson & Johnson.
It is 5:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Interesting, you know, Auburn came so close to beating LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Yet somehow LSU gets bumped over Alabama to number one. I don't get that. LSU had to fight to the last second of the game to win. It wasn't like they blew Auburn out in any way, shape, or form. You should say that with pride. I thought, if anything, LSU would drop and Auburn would move up because that game was not expected to be that close. Just a thought.
That a little fishy.
And am I trying to suck up to the War Eagle Nation? You better believe it.
War Eagle.
Especially when this man's on the line, Mr. Wright, on the money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. We love days like this where the markets are venturing into record territory, and you can tell us what the optimism behind it is.
No, it really is nice to see this. You know, it's interesting because we've been talking over the last couple of weeks how important these earnings announcements were going to be, and they really have not disappointed. I mean, across the board for the most part. I mean, these earnings have come in much better, I think, than the general consensus expected that they would, you know, because most people had already written it off and said, hey, you know, we're going into a recession. These earnings are going to be down and just get ready for it. And that's not the case. So, but more important, and this is what's so telling to me, is when you look at like the transportation index, which is a major sort of barometer in terms of the overall health of the U.S. economy, it's getting very close to breaking out, not the other way around. So that's pretty interesting. The other thing is you look at these really large sort of cyclical industrial companies that had been written off, and I'll just use Caterpillar as an example because that's one of the bigger ones in the index, just to give everyone an idea. But there are a whole host of these types of companies, you know, that were really just getting beaten up so bad because of the Chinese trade war and all of that and the fear of a recession. Well, you know what? They did report earnings, and I will confirm, most of these companies that reported in that particular sector, they were not good. They just weren't. And it is because of the trade war. But now it looks like that, you know, this sort of first phase has been negotiated, and I think we are going to get that done. These companies are trading up, and that's how the market works. These things are now beginning to trade up in anticipation of what it sees coming down the road, which is a resolution to this fighting with China. We also have seen a little bit of weakness in the dollar. That's to be expected because of what our Fed has been doing with these repo arrangements and QE Lite and on and on. So when you add all this up, better than expected earnings, pretty good economic data, both of which don't indicate anywhere near a recession, not even close. And then you throw on top of that, you know, the fact that we've got all this positive traction with this trade deal getting done, the Brexit deal, positive movement in that direction. And that's why we're at all-time highs in the market. And I think, you know, if this continues, we probably are going to break out of this. And we really, you know, I mentioned a lot last week, that the consumer is in such a strong position. They really are. I mean, their balance sheet is in really good shape, a lot of discretionary income, wages rising. So as we go into this fourth quarter and get deeper into it and get closer to the holiday season, you know, that could really be the thing that puts us over the top and we start to break out of all this. So a lot of positive news all the way around, and you know, that's why we're trading where we are, and it's justified. It is. It's justifiably so. And be interesting to me to see where, you know, S&P earnings estimates go for 2020. I would suspect they're probably going to have to go up a touch.
In a way, have we not seen, though, because it's no longer a theory. We know that there's a deep state that wants to maintain and hang on to its control. And their mouthpiece is the legacy media in this country, the Times, the Post, the Network, CNN, all of them. And it was a month ago, or maybe a little more than that, that they were trying to convince America we were in or heading into a recession. And they got over half the country to buy into that idea. Yet there is no recession. It's frightening. In one hand, you think the people that want to make money and prosper would not allow that kind of stuff to happen. You've been our source for the truth on all these things. While NBC and ABC and CBS are saying, oh, the country, half of America is expecting. The amount per household being spent at Christmas this year is almost $1,500. That's so much higher than it was just a few years ago. Those are numbers that look good, too. So I don't know what I would invest in, but something that does well or prospers off Christmas sales would be sound like a smart bet to me. But what do I know? I'm a hawk show toast. That's what we have you on.
Well, certainly. I mean, consumer discretionary types of companies probably will do okay, I would think. You know, I mean, there's no guarantee around that. But when you see the numbers around consumer sentiment, rising wages, the level of discretionary income, when you look at, debt service payments as a ratio relative to income, it's at a very, very historically low range, which means there's a lot of room there for consumers to spend if they want to. And then, of course, when you have a market hitting all-time highs, everyone who has money in 401ks and things like that, you know, they're feeling pretty good these days. So, all in all, the consumer's in a pretty good, pretty good position. My take on all of this is I think you're exactly right. I do think that, you look at the global backdrop and all the issues that they've had around the world, particularly in Europe, which has sort of been the epicenter of this, like, giant anchor that's been thrown out behind the world's economic growth because of all these very poor, very failed socialist experiments over the last 20-something years, which is what the EU was trying to do alongside, the euro and better trade and all that kind of thing. But I think that politically they were using a lot of that as a backdrop that, hey, this is what's going on in America, when it really wasn't. Now, to be clear, the Chinese trade deal absolutely was dragging on, and there's no doubt we've seen evidence that was beginning to impact certain American companies, and Trump really does need to close that deal. That's a big, big thing, and for all the right reasons. I mean, he played hardball. He's gotten a lot out of them, and let's get the deal done. He can go back to focusing on his 2020 reelection campaign and run around the country and tout economic growth and tout how the lives of the average citizen is better for all the reasons we know, and that's what he needs to do. So I think the facts are the facts, and I've got my own political sort of feelings about things, but facts lead me to decisions when it comes to investing, our clients' capital, and the facts have been pretty good here lately, I have to say.
Yeah, I love looking at green. What's the movie line? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I love the look of green in the afternoon when I wake up from my nap and see the markets having a good day, because then everybody does better.
That's great.
520, if you would like to, and I emphasize, don't bring your checkbook. You don't have to bring money. But do make an appointment to sit down with Brandt. He'll introduce you to the incredible team he's got at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and talk about you and your goals and how they might be able to best help you achieve those goals, whether it's just building a nest egg, fallback options and so forth, planning for retirement, your kids' needs. And you can accomplish amazing things with a painless amount of money on a regular basis. So give them a chance to show you that universe. Call and make the appointment at 387-0094. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow. Hope you feel better.
Yep. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Couple of things from social media. I love the Babylon Bee. It is the best satire website out there, and all satire at some level is based on truth.
Right.
So they did a satirical piece today, about the hero dog and the Sal Baghdadi takeout. CNN uncovers evidence hero dog sniffed dozens of butts back in college.
Everybody has a past.
Yeah, well, CNN quickly searched through the dog's internet history and college yearbook. Sure enough, they found a picture of Hero Dog partying at obedience school. In the picture, the dog is seen sniffing a butt without consent. That's how crazy these bastards are! And that's why Babylon Bee does such a great job of sticking in their face, no pun intended. So that's something for fun.
Okay.
Are we getting any traction on the deer in the headlights? I think
I'm
it's funny.
It. It's hilarious.
I mean, it's corny as heck. But, and he even does the deer walk pretty well. The
it's
claw
the
machine.
The tap lights.
There's something for you and your little girl right there. The claw machine.
Oh, we love claw machines.
Many happy, but this. I posted it. Doesn't look at Ocasio-Cortez in that photo. Doesn't she look like she should have a hook in her mouth?
Something. She just got caught.
So I asked people to post pictures of a fish that reminded them of her, and
that's a little creepy.
Yeah, that was Billy Bass. That's what I called her. But we got to have one. And I'm surprised that the guy that's upset, Randy. I'm a New Yorker, born and raised. I'm ashamed of all of you for thinking this was a good idea. No, I'm ashamed of New York for thinking she was a good idea. Oh, look who's on the phone. It's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
I can't believe you guys aren't talking about the woman that flashed the Houston pitcher in the baseball game last night.
What?
yeah. I have not heard that. That happens at every playoff game, and I'm suspicious of the video.
He did it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh.
But you have to understand, she has a lot of knowledge in the area. Because she is the executive director of an online porn magazine called Shag Mag. This is just crazy. You can't make this stuff
Chad
up, right?
Mag?
Shag.
Oh. I was going to say, I didn't know you were...
What you been doing on spare time, man?
Yeah. Oh, I keep that online magazine right next to my National Review, don't you?
Remember, he's only a poor trial attorney, so...
Defense attorney.
Defense attorney.
That's right. We don't have good glossy porn like that as defense lawyers. You know, we're stuck with 1965 National Geographic.
Oh man, you and Rich Thomas,
and maybe some art books that our parents have. You know, from Time Life. But,
right.
but I just couldn't. I thought this is the greatest story. Oh, and she was giving me. She was also sent the dreaded MLB fan misconduct letter. You know about that, don't you, Craig? You know, if you get caught misbehaving at a baseball game, they send you a letter and say you are persona non grata.
Oh my God.
But you need to go check out this woman's picture because she's absolutely beautiful. I will say that, you know. But you can't make this stuff up. Shag Mag Breast Cancer Awareness. And she said all the money that they collect is going to go to Breast Cancer Awareness. Well, she definitely is the poster child. I'll tell you that right now. So, and I mean that, and I mean poster child in the literal way.
Oh, this World Series flasher. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
she's done, I was going to say, this has happened from behind home plate in the past, but I didn't realize it's probably the same woman that does this at all of these games.
The question is, did anyone hit a home run?
Only the people around her.
Well, I mean, it couldn't have been very effective because Washington's bats went limp. And on that note, I have to go because the traffic dungeon is calling.
I'm asking for extra innings. See ya.
Thanks, Chad. Well, you guys are a bad influence on me.
You're so naughty.
They may be doing
traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are very busy on the boulevard all the way around the city, especially from Narrow Lane to Norman Bridge. We have glass in the road, and folks are having to kind of move their way around it. Use caution, South Boulevard near Norman Bridge. Also, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown. 85 backing up a little bit with slow traffic up to the interchange. 231 to Wetumpka, very heavy traffic as well as outbound on the Atlanta Highway. Almost every light is stacked up this afternoon. Use caution, drive carefully, keep it here for more traffic updates. Your church bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit, your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming to an entitled campus near you, the Liberal Arts College House of Horrors.
Oh, a werewolf!
It's appropriating wolf culture!
Quick, run to the safe space!
If you thought monsters were scary before, wait until you see them through the lens of a social justice warrior with an undeclared major.
Blah, blah. Ah, a vampire!
It's an insensitive stereotype of hemophiliacs!
You thought Halloween would be a thoughtful and considerate celebration within a diverse and inclusive community until you're face to face with a zombie! Liberal Arts College House of Horrors. It will scare the non-gender specific pants off of you.
It's exactly 5:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So it's a good day.
Yes.
Country's in good shape economically. Brant McDonald reinforced that. We got the number one, and we also got number two.
Yeah.
Bad guys in the terrorist field today, so that's something to celebrate, even though, and again, it's mind-boggling. Did anybody on the Washington Post refer to Osama bin Laden as an austere Islamic counselor or student or authority or anything like that? They will not give Trump so much as a single moment to enjoy a moment of success on anything. Hey, there's Marco Rubio, Joey's favorite, leading the charge against Democratic Party voter manufacturing and voter fraud in the state of Florida. That's been going on the whole time I lived there. And it's Broward County where Fort Lauderdale is, where most of this crap takes place. Almost 80,000 ballots that were filled out after the polls were closed. Somebody needs to go to jail for that. That's my big concern next year. I'm pretty confident Trump will get reelected, but you don't know. These people will do anything to retain power. Is that the kind of leadership you want? People that will break the law to stay in office? At some point, Trump will have to try and lead the way towards term limits. Most of this could be solved with term limits. Now, it's not going to prevent our horny little Democratic friend in California from her thruple. Handpicked Nancy Pelosi tart, from what I understand.
Yeah.
She resigns. I'm surprised, actually. I thought that we would have seen the end of Democrats resigning from anything for dubious behaviors, because they're doing everything they can to make dubious behaviors normal. 7 in 10 millennials say they will likely vote socialist. You stupid little asses. I'm sorry. 7 out of 10 millennials say they will vote socialist, according to a new survey conducted by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. Why wouldn't they? They've heard nothing bad about it the whole time they were in school. The historical amnesia about the danger of communism and socialism is on full display in this year's report. This is why I don't give a damn what anybody says. I'm going to make fun. Shame on New York for electing an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to Congress. I was just looking at the deer in the headlights, lady. And if Brett Baer was a dog, he would be a husky based on those eyes. 533 Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company devoted to the most noble efforts, and that's taking on the challenge of people who face challenges every day because of great misfortune. Our wounded heroes coming back with battlefield injuries, they're going to take some time or impose limitations on a short-term, long-term, or permanent basis, assessing each individual so they can return to the home they live in and love without worry about having access to everything in there, to put people back on the road who can now drive thanks to the miracle of voice command technology vehicles with the VIM vehicle fleet at Gulf States Mobility. They equip these cars so people can take back control of their own schedule. It's one of those things you don't know what you got until it's gone. Something we all take for granted, and understandably so. We don't want to dwell on this because you can make yourself crazy. So when there is a need, they are there. And they have helped people not just here in the River Region, but all over the southeastern United States during their great history. Please look them up and like them on Facebook in appreciation of your own mobility. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka, 514-6590 is their number. Traffic at 534.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are traveling on the East-South Boulevard from Narrow Lane in the direction of Norman Bridge, there is a report of glass on the roadway. Use caution. Try not to mess up a tire. Also, we now have the report of an accident at Norman Bridge and East-South Boulevard. So use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a very big slowdown on I-85 leading up to the 65 interchange past Lawrence Street. It's moving a little bit better than a crawl, but it is very backed up. High volume of traffic coming out of downtown. Atlanta Highway, very busy all the way outbound. We're busy on Taylor Road, pretty much everywhere. But the only accident we can tell you about is Norman Bridge at East South Boulevard. Drive carefully out there. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com.
Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A traffic alert to pass along CSX has closed Terminal Road from Day Street Road to Mobile Road to allow crews to resurface the tracks. Officials anticipate this portion of Terminal Road will reopen early Tuesday. The vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CR-V was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but as of now, there are no signs of foul play. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. Montgomery residents now have a new sports bar and restaurant. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway, opened its doors to the public today. The restaurant will serve a variety of Cajun foods along with burgers and chicken. The new business will provide at least 200 jobs to Montgomery. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are on the way as a series of disturbances move this way. For tonight, cloudy. Periods of light rain developing by later on tonight. Overnight, low temperatures 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time. High 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and that will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state. Then much cooler air Friday as we begin the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some people like to dress up as cowboys. Yeah. Some dress up like gangsters with guns. Some people don't like Halloween. But I speak of the predictable ones. People saw that movie, baby, and they think they'll be the only one, only one, to be wearing that Batman-themed costume. this year it'll be so common it'll look dumb. You'll see a joker, another joker, 10 more jokers, and then another. The same costume on everyone. Here comes another with his mother. She's a milfie joker. Boy, this costume's overdone.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Seth Spotlow, what's your little girl going to be for Halloween?
Oh, with her mom, she's going to be, what is it? It's something cute, okay? And she's taking her Thursday, and tomorrow I'm going to take my little serial killer out. She has this cute little dress with a tutu and a little scary mask and a little plastic machete.
Serial killer?
Yeah, well, you know, something
like
scary.
Like in Tricks or Fruit Loops or human beings?
Well, just scary looking little kid.
C-E-R-E-A-L, serial.
Yeah.
Serial killer. Yes.
What
yeah.
I meant.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm in agreement.
She loves Booberry.
Yeah. Well, so, there you go.
I love Count Chocula.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Anything that gets me out of my pants is something I'm all for. Even if it's...
You just had to go there, didn't you?
I'm sorry, Susan what? I mean, Rosie what?
That happens to me every time I walk in the door after work. Whoosh. They fly right off.
I understand.
Here's a story about a man named Brady. No, it's just... I just happened to use that line and it made me think of the Brady Bunch. The gist of the story is, and this worries me because I do my best, but it takes somebody 38 seconds to judge your home when they come over for the first time, to judge it. And here are the things that people base their judgment on. The smell.
Oh, of course.
Well, that's why people come in through our front door and not my bedroom. Well, no, I mean, there probably is a better way to put that.
Go you.
Yeah.
We understand dirty socks, tennis shoes.
No, pants. It's the only place in the house where smoke is allowed.
Oh,
even though I have smoke suckers and everything else in there, so.
Okay.
The temperature, really?
No.
That's the second biggest thing you judge somebody's house on. Well, if it's hot or warm during the summer, whether or not the carpets have been vacuumed.
Yeah.
How comfortable the furniture is. Gee, I just love this plastic wrap you have on your sofa. It's
under it is really clean.
One of the Naked Gun movies, Leslie Nielsen is supposedly retired, but they need him back on a case, so they go to visit him. And all of his furniture is covered in this thick plastic, so every time they sit down in a movie, you hear that horrible sound of pants against plastic. That's pretty funny. If there are dirty dishes in the sink, dirty windows, what books you have on display, whether the furniture looks worn out, the color of the walls, how dusty it is. This is for women. Oh. Men, I don't go to anybody's house and start going down a checklist about
it. I don't either.
I'm not going to go to your house if it's gross, though, because I'm a clean guy. I look rough, but this is just a facade. My house is very clean. I vacuum and I do my dishes. And I had somebody come over probably like a year ago because I wouldn't let them over. And they criticized my furniture. I'm like, I'm a dude. It doesn't have holes in it. We're good. Doesn't have to be the same color. But
oh, they were commenting on the color?
Yeah, they criticized my stuff. It doesn't match. Come on. It's dark. Like, dark colored. It doesn't have to be this exact same.
I had, when I got my first place, I had black and white shag carpeting. I had a brown and orange striped velour sofa, which was very comfortable.
That's awesome.
And an orange single chair. I painted the walls yellow and purple. I'm going to put the picture up on Facebook because I was really good at graphic reproduction. That could be taken two ways now that I think about it. Graphic reproduction. I had a long wall in my living room, and I replicated the cover of Led Zeppelin II, which is the Hindenburg exploding.
Cool.
And it came out great, and I had windows across the entire living room. So if I turn an inside light on, the reflection made it look like the Hindenburg was blowing over my neighborhood in Chicago. It was kind of cool.
Wow.
That's neat.
I just didn't have the patience to do that kind of stuff, and I don't think Roz wants the Hindenburg in our living room anyway. So.
Probably not.
Yeah, I would think. Just a thought. 546. So those are the 10 things. Keep this in mind if you have people coming over. Smell, temperature of your home, vacuum carpets, comfort of furniture, dirty dishes in the sink, dirty windows, the books you have on display, whether the furniture looks worn out, the color of the walls, and dust. And I'm going to send this over to CBS 8. This could become one of our morning topics.
Yes.
Right now, the topic is traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident to tell you about on the Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. A three-car accident that's going to cause a bit of a slowdown on the Atlanta Highway. Elsewhere, on the East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge, we had an accident earlier. Hoping that's out of the way, but use caution there. There's still a little bit of a backup on the maps. I-65 and 85 through downtown are running smooth. Atlanta Highway is very busy. And, of course, we now have that accident. Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Three cars. Watch out, buckle up, and keep it here for more updates. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Everyone is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
So simple, even a zombie.
me can do it.
I'm going to go trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past three Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween.
Up at someone's house and say trick or treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah. Trick or treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 5:52. Greg Goodell with Rosie and Seth Spotlow. In our final minutes of the show, not our lives, just the final minutes of the show.
Thank you. I thought you knew something I didn't.
No. This morning, those of you who listen in the morning, and I'm very appreciative of so many who say they listen on both ends of the day, which is great, even though the shows are different. And you heard, if you were listening this morning, I was sent a link to Come Sail Away, the Styx song written by Dennis DeYoung, the band I worked for, you know, Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Quack, quack.
This is where Dennis explains how Come Sail Away came to be. I think it's, if not their best, one of their top two or three songs. Actually, Lady, their first hit, is still my favorite for sentimental reasons and because it's just a damn great song and it uses the bolero. So my plan, as I announced all morning long, was to come in this afternoon and play this Dennis DeYoung commentary, pause it, so I could offer my personal insights, having worked with Dennis and spent a lot of time with him in the 70s. So finally, on this busy afternoon, let's get to Behind the Vinyl with Dennis DeYoung, author of Come Sail Away.
Let's skip.
That's all we have time for. But tomorrow, no, I promise. I just re-emailed me this clip. Yeah, it did skip. Because they're actually playing the vinyl. But what was weird in watching this, it's kind of sad to see Dennis. He's had a rough life in a very personal way. Not involving drugs. Dennis was the one guy in the band who, you know, didn't party much. He was almost to a fault, super serious about everything. But he was a very curious guy. He was always, like, asking me questions about radio and how songs become hits, and that's one reason why the band hired me, because I had that viewpoint and knew how to work it. I should have brought this up with Larry Stevens, because I found out just through adding 2 plus 2 that I spoke to Larry many times in the 70s when he was at HHY, because that was a critical station to add your song if it was in release. Anyway, I had heard him tell this 1,000 times, but never in all the years I played their music on the radio, I completely forgotten that Dennis was an accordionist. He did not take piano training. He learned how to, because it's basically keyboard and so forth. He was able to translate it, but he never took a piano lesson. And I remember when we produced our own concerts in the mid-70s, Super 7 Productions. That was the band, me, and the road manager, so we could all make a ton of money producing our own stuff. That did not work out well, by the way. It cost $700 to have a baby grand piano for Dennis when we did a show, because we didn't have the equipment to travel with that. But it was almost like the Liberace thing. You know, he wanted that centerpiece on the stage around with all this rock and roll surrounding him, the baby grand piano. Well, I certainly hope you found that insight
fascinating.
Good. We're done. See you guys tomorrow morning with Rich and Jay at 6.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident to tell you about on the Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. A three-car accident that's going to cause a bit of a slowdown on the Atlanta Highway. Elsewhere, on the East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge, we had an accident earlier. Hoping that's out of the way, but use caution there. There's still a little bit of a backup on the maps. I-65 and 85 through downtown are running smooth. Atlanta Highway is very busy. And, of course, we now have that accident. Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Three cars. Watch out, buckle up, and keep it here for more updates. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex.